Okay, so we're at the top of Yates Amud Beis. And as I mentioned in the email, at least part of today is going to be a little bit more sort of academic. It's for you, Howie. I had you in mind as I was preparing it. So two lines from the top of Yates Amud Beis. So where it says as follows, Vahani Tanoi. So remember, we had the Machlokas in the Gemara as to what karbonos you're allowed to bring on Yantif. And Lahalacha, we had a Machlokas, whether you're allowed to bring Nedarim and Nedavos, Shlomim and Nedarim and Nedavos on Yantif. So Gemara says, Vahani Tanoi Ki Hani Tanoi. These shitos and tanoim are like these. Ditatya, because we have a brisa which is as follows: Ein mivin toda bechag hamatzos. You can't bring a carbon toda on Pesach because minichamet shiva, because a toda comes with 40 loaves of which many are chametz, and therefore it is usher to bring on Pesach. That's obvious. V'lo batzeres mivnei shu yom tov, and you aren't allowed to bring it on Shavuos, because Shavuos only has Yom Tov, it has no Chol HaMoed, and it's Yom Tov, which, as the Gemara will point out, implies that voluntary karbonos, which are edible, ain't craven be Yom Tov. That's the, right, that's this Shita. But you can bring it on Sukkos, presumably on Chol HaMoed, because you don't have the problem of Chametz you have on Pesach, and you don't have the problem of Yom Tov that you do on Shavuos, because you have the ability to bring it on Chol HaMoed. Reb Shimon Omer, Harehu Omer, B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. Shimon says, no, you can't bring in any of the chagim. Why? Because there's a because the pasuk says as follows: on Chag HaMatzos, on Pesach, and on Shavuos, and on Sukkos. What do we learn from the comparison of the three? Kol Sheba B'chag HaMatzos, Bo B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. Any carbon that's allowed to be brought on Pesach can be brought on the other Yom Tov, and the other regalit. And anything that isn't brought on Pesach can't be brought on Shavuos or Sukkos. Now,
why does he just say Korban Toda?
What?
Why does he just mention Korban Toda?
Well, because Toda
is a Chametz.
It's Chametz. Okay. It's the only one which is Chametz. Everything else is Matzah.
But there are many other Korbanos.
So no, but it's the only one which is Chametz. Everything else is Matzah.
So anything else is permitted then?
No, but meaning, at least Todos are Usser, which the Gemara assumes. Right, meaning the reason it brings up Todos is because that's the only one that's going to be Usser on even Chol HaMoed Pesach. Right, because Chol HaMoed Pesach, you could bring a voluntary carbon, presumably, but you couldn't bring it if it has Chametz in it. And once, right, so.
Right, but Nedarim and Davos?
Don't have Chametz with them.
Right.
The assumption at this point in the Gemara is on Chol HaMoed, you could bring them.
But you can't bring them on Yantar.
Correct. According to the Shita. That's what the Gemara is pointing out. This is Machlokas.
Must be for...
Right. Well, that's what the Gemara is saying. Hani Tanai ki Hani Tanai. Right? That the position of the Tanakama is that you can't bring voluntary karbanos on Yantif, and that's why in Shavuos you aren't allowed to bring it. On Pesach, you can't bring it the whole time because it's Chametz. On Shavuos, you can't bring it because Nidarim and Davos, you don't bring on Yantiv at all. And on Sukkos, according to the first position, you can bring it on Chol HaMoed, which implies only on Chol HaMoed because Nidarim and Davos you don't bring. Rav Shimon says, no, you can't bring it on Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, or Chag HaSukkos because of this, at least at first glance, because of this Gzeiras HaKasuv of Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. And Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon Omer, maybe Adam Dosob Chag HaSukkos. And Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're allowed to bring it on Sukkos. V'yotze v'yudei chavasa mishum simcha. Now, this doesn't mean Chol HaMoed. This means on Sukkos. Mm-hmm. And you fulfill the mitzvah of simchas yom tov. But, ein yotze ba mishum chagiga. But you do not fulfill the mitzvah of karban chagiga. So that is the brice, and you see two positions. Well, three, but two of them are relevant. The first position, which thinks that you can't bring Nedarim and Nedavos on Yantif, so maybe you cannot on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and then you have the final position here of Lazar Reb Shimon, who says that you're even allowed to bring it on Sukkos itself, on Yom Tov itself, obviously not on Pesach, because Pesach is a Chametz, right? But you can bring it on Yom Tov, so you see that there's a Machlokes Tanoim, whether you're allowed to bring Shlomim, Nedarim and Nedavos, bring our Toda in this case, on Yom Tov.
Why,
okay.
Why would you Sukkot not Shavuot? Like Shavuot would be no question. Well,
what?
For the third day.
Oh. Well, okay. So that's what we have to understand. So now, but if we just looked at this brisa so far, as cited in the Gemara, and this is where we're going to have to be very careful. You just read until this point in the Gemara. So, position one, that you can't bring it on Pesach, is based on Chametz. That's easy. You can't bring it on Shavuos, because there's no Chol HaMoed, so Nedarim and Davos ain't craven Biyom Tov. That position, the Gemara. The third position, on Sukkos, you can bring it on Chol HaMoed, because you can bring it on Chol HaMoed, right? That's that Shita. Now, Reb Shimon, why would you say Reb Shimon says you can't bring it on Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkos? If you just said the Braisa. It's a Gzeres HaKosuv. That we have a Hekesh. If you can't bring it on Pesach, you can't bring it on any of the Chagim. That's what I would have said in the Braisa. And the third position, Elazar Reb Shimon, allows Shlomim to be brought in Yom Tov. Why he says Sukkos and not Shavuos, we'll come back to. Okay. But then the Gemara launches into the following discussion. Amar Mar, Ein Levi'in Tov Debechak HaMatzos Mebnei Chometz Shabbat. So Gemara says Pshita. That's obvious. Obviously, you can't bring Chometz on Pesach. That's obvious. So it can't mean what it says it means. So Amar of Adabar Breider of Yitzchak for Amri La Rav Shmuel Bar Abba Hacha Bar Basar Skin. It doesn't mean Pesach. Pesach is obvious. It means the 14th. And why can't you bring it on Erev Pesach? Because when you bring the carbon, so now normally you would have a significant period of time to eat that tremendous amount of bread. But here, let's say you bring it at 9 o'clock in the morning, right? You have to eat it by Naniach, 11 o'clock in the morning, or right at 12 o'clock, right? By Chatzos, right? You're not going to get through 40 loaves of bread by Chatzos. So inevitably, what's going to happen is the bread is going to Balidei Apsul, is going to come to Beis Apsul. And Ksavar Ein Mevin Kachim LeBeis Apsul. And this Shita says you can't even bring in an Erev Pesach, because if you do, you're inevitably causing part of the carbon to just go to waste, and then you're going to have to destroy it. And you're not allowed to do that. V'lo ba'aseres, and you can't bring it on Shavuos, mibnei shu Yom Tov, because it's Yom Tov and Kesavar Nedarim and Nedavos and Kraven be Yom Tov. Aval me the Adam todaso b'chag ha'sukos, but you can bring it on Sukkos. Emas, when on Sukkos, in lema be Yom Tov atzmo, if you mean on Yom Tov itself, v'ha amart v'lo ba'aseres mibnei shu Yom Tov. You already said you can't bring it on Yom Tov because Shlomim, Nedarim and Nedavos, you can't bring on Yom Tov. So ela b'chol shom moed, it must be b'chol ha'moed. So then the Gemara says, okay, but Reb Shimon Omer, Harei Omer, B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. Kol Sheba B'chag HaMatzos, Ba B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos, V'kol Shelo Ba B'chag HaMatzos, Hina Ba B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. So the Gemara says, Maskev La Reb Zera, Reb Zera says, I don't understand. How can you tell me that you can't bring the carbon, it sounds like, even on Chol HaMoed Sukkos? Right? Maskev La Reb Zera. Hashda seluse misalsinan. You're allowed to what? Cut down trees on Chol HaMoed and Nedarim u'Nedavos mibai? You think you can't bring a carbon on Chol HaMoed if you're allowed to do malacha? Right? And we'll come back to what circumstances you're allowed to cut wood. But you're allowed to do certain malachas on Chol HaMoed, so for sure you should be able to bring a carbon that can't be pshat in the Braisa. So Amar Abaye, b'hakrav u'kuleyam lo pligi d'shara. You're right. Everyone agrees that you're allowed to bring a todah on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Ki pligi. So then what does the Braisa mean? L'mekim alei b'bal ta'acher. The Braisa has to do with something completely different. It has to do with whether or not you violate Bal Ta'acher, the prohibition to leave over your karbanos too long. That's what they're arguing about. And here the Gemara cites the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, or a less expansive version of what appears in Rosh Hashanah, the Tanakama Savar Shalosh Regalim. The Tanakama says, when do you violate Bal Ta'acher, right? You commit to bring a karban. So he says, you have three Yomim Tovim. After three Yomim Tovim, you violate. Three Yomim Tovim, even not in order. Reb Shimon Savar Kisidran. No, it's three Yomim Tovim, but in order, meaning it starts with Pesach. So it's either three, four, or five, depending where you are. Kisidran in, Shalok Kisidran low. And Relazar, Reb Shimon Amar, maybe Adam Todas, but Chagasukos. And when Reb Shimon says you bring it on Chagasukos, it doesn't mean you're allowed to bring it on Sukkos. What does it mean? Emas, Ilem Ochol Shomboet, Hanatanakama. El Bi Yom Tov. Must be on Yom Tov. Because Amar, Nidarm, Nidarm is craving Bi Yom Tov. Umaishna Chagasukos, Dinokat Reb Elazar. So this is Howie's question. Why Chagasukos? Once you're talking about it, so Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon Letaime, Titania, Reb Shimon Omar, Lo Yomar Chagasukos, Shabo, Akasa Medaber, Loma Nemar, Lomar Shazen Achron. Again, it doesn't have to do with Yom Tov, it has to do with Bal Ta'acher. That there are three positions the Gemara here quotes about Bal Ta'acher. Either three Yomim Tovim in order, or Sukkos whenever it happens to show up. So when he says, bring it on Sukkos, He just means that if you promise to bring a carbon, whenever in the year you happen to promise, you have to bring it by Sukkos, right? It's not that you have 3 Yomim Tovim or you have 5 Yomim Tovim. You have Sukkos.
Right,
Shezeh Achron. So that's why he mentions Sukkos. And Rilazar, Rishim, and Omer, Lomar, Shezeh Gorei, meaning Sukkos is when you violate Baal Ta'acher. There's a fourth position in the Rosh Hashanah.
That's Rabbi Meir, isn't it?
Right, which is
Rabbi Meir?
I think so. He right, says two. He says
one,
two chagim.
No, I think he says only one.
He says there's one sheet that there says two.
Oh, and
right?
The other one is one.
I mean, what, well, one lemitzvah, right? Like, right. But right. We're going to come back to Baal Ta'acher next week.
Okay.
So now what we have, I did not expect that rain to come. Yeah. Okay. So far, if we just recap what we have here. So we have a brisa that seems to, at face value, say that we have one shita, that you aren't allowed to bring a todah on Pesach, all of Pesach, because it's chametz. You aren't allowed to bring it on Shavuos, because, according to the first shita, because Shlamim, Nedarim, and Nedavos, you don't bring on Yom Tov. Sukkos, you are allowed to bring it on Chol HaMoed. That's position one, right? Position two is, in Pshat, you can't bring it on any of the Chagim because of Gzeiras HaKasov, that you, if you can't bring it on Pesach, you can't bring it ever. And then you have the third position, who says that you're allowed to bring it on Sukkos, presumably on Chol HaMoed. That's the brisa. Then the Gemara says, we don't like this pshat. So first the Gemara attempts to say, maybe...
What's the difference between one and three?
So one and...
Three is presumably on Yom Tov.
What? So three, well, according to the Gemara, it's Chol HaMoed, and it's Baal Ta'acher. Pshat is probably, that you could even bring it on Yom Tov. Or maybe on Chol HaMoed. It's not clear what pshat in the brisa is. Okay? Then we have middle stage, where the Gemara says, we don't like that, because obviously you can't bring it on Pesach. It must be, it's talking Erev Pesach. Right? That the machlokes is, maybe Adam lebeis apsul, or maybe lebeis apsul. We're worried about the fact there's so much bread that it's going to go to, right, that it's just going to be wasted. And then the Gemara rejects the whole thing. And the Gemara says, no. Mixed into this whole thing is the unspoken assumption that we're really arguing about is Baal Ta'acher. Right? And the way you read it as follows. Is, right, again, that the Tanakhama says you have three regalim, right? So Reb Shimon says you have, right, when he says b'chagamasos, b'chagashvus, b'chagasukos, what he's telling you is kisidron, right, that you don't violate Baal Ta'acher until you've gone through three in order. Right? And the final shita says, no, it's whenever Sukkos is. But really, the machlokas that looked like in the brisa that it was about karbanos, has nothing to do with karbanos, has to do with Baal Ta'acher. Right, that's the Bavli. Okay, so here's the question I would ask. The Bavli takes pshat of the brisa and says pshat of the brisa is not pshat. Right, it's not pshat. Right, the brisa seems to believe that there is a position that there is this gzeiras hakasuv that connects the three yomim tovim, such that if you can't bring a karbon on Pesach for whatever reason, you magically can't bring it in all yomim tovim. The Bavli can't stomach that, so it radically reinterprets the brisa and says it can't be. Right, what it is it about Baal Ta'acher. So when you're faced with a case like this, where the Bavli takes a brisa and reads it radically different than you would have pshat, the question you immediately have to ask is, was that the only position that existed in the Amoraim? Right? The Bavli...
What does the Yerushalmi say?
So sometimes what you can do is you can look at the Yerushalmi. And sometimes you'll find, very easy, you'll just look at the Yerushalmi and the Yerushalmi will understand it differently than the Bavli, and then you'll understand why. The Yerushalmi understood it kipshuto, and the Bavli reinterpreted it. Here, the Yerushalmi doesn't comment. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then what do you do? Right? If you have an intuition, right, that there must at least have been some voice in the Amoraim who understood the Braisa as it seems, but the Yerushalmi doesn't comment, so how do you go about figuring out whether there was ever another voice? Now, if you're the Vilna Gaon, so the Gra will just sometimes say, okay, this is what the Bavli thought, and this is what I think. Halach I possibly like the Bavli, but this is what I think Pshat in the Tanaim was. Okay. Then, sometimes you have Gaonim, like Shaul Lieberman, right, who know Yerushalmi backwards, forwards, upside down, and can tell you that, in fact, I can prove to you the Yerushalmi said differently, even though the Yerushalmi says nothing on the topic. So what I want to do is just reconstruct Shaul Lieberman's argument on this Gemara, because it's absolutely brilliant, and in a million years I could not have done this, because you can't run a search. This is not the type of thing you could have run a search on the Yerushalmi, because there's no keywords. You just have to know the Yerushalmi Baal Peh to figure this one out. Okay, so basically sources 1 through 9 are his analysis. So first he notes that while at first glance the Braisa is a the interpretation of the Bavli is against Pshat in the Braisa, there is a Tosefta in Erchin that explicitly supports the position of the Bavli. So first he says, right, to give credit where credit is due, there's at least one version of the Braisa that in fact understands the Braisa exactly as the Bavli says. And he says in source 1, Reb Shimon Omer, Shalosh Regalim Kitzidron, V'chaga Matzos Rishon. Relazer Reb Shimon Omer, Kevin Shavar Lav Chaga Matzos, Ovra Lein Mishum Balta Acher. V'echad Abochor V'amaz, V'echad Gal Kachem, Shekdishon, Shana Shal Regalim, Regalim Shal Shana, Ovra Lein Mishum Balta Acher. We have the same, at least part of the Braisa. Reb Shimon says 3 Chagim in order, and Relazer Reb Shimon says Chaga Sukos. Right, meaning what we have here, Chagas Sukkos Gorim, whenever you hit Sukkos, you violate. So you have one Braisa, which seems to explicitly possibly the Bavli. Now, Lieberman there says, it seems like the Bavli, the Tosefta and Erchin understands like the Bavli, v'eino muchrach, and then he doesn't explain himself. So I have no idea what he was saying, because he didn't write a Tosefta Peshut on Erchin. So there is no Tosefta Peshut on Erchin, he ends it in Zikin. So, fine. So I don't know what he said, but simple Pshat in the Braisa is exactly like the Bavli. Okay. But
is Tosefta Babylonian in origin?
It's Tanitic. Mm-hmm. Now, the question of whether this Tosefta crept, because some Toseftas crept in backwards, right? Some Toseftos, they come from the Bavli, right? And then they crept back into the manuscripts. So maybe that's what Lieberman is implying, that this Braisa crept in from I don't know what he's implying, but he didn't explain himself. But he notes that the Pshat of the Tosefta and Erechin, at least plausibly, is exactly like the Bavli. Fine. But then he argues that the Yerushalmi understands the Braisa Kipshuto, that there's a magical Gzeres HaKasuv, that a carbon that can't be brought in Pesach cannot be brought even on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, because the Yomim Tovim are inherently connected, and if it can't be brought in Pesach, it can't be brought in the Yomim Tovim. Okay, so methodologically, if you don't have an explicit Yerushalmi, so how would you figure out if the Yerushalmi understood the Tosefta Kipshuto? So, methodologically, how would you do it? Without knowing Yerushalmi. I don't know Yerushalmi well enough to do what he did, but even methodologically, logically, how would you do it? Process of elimination. Right? The Bavli has 3 possible pshatim in that Braisa. Pshat 1, which the Bavli isn't willing to accept, is that there's a Gzeiras HaKasuv, that if you can't bring in a Pesach, you can't bring in a Shavuos and Sukkos. Having nothing to do with the Isser of bringing Karbonos and Yom Tov, having nothing to do with Chametz, having nothing to do with anything, right? Having nothing to do with Baal Ta'acher, simply. Pshat is, you can't bring in a Pesach because of Chametz, you can't bring in Shavuos and Sukkos because the Yom Tov are connected. Right? That's Havamina, which the Bavli doesn't even entertain. The Bavli then has 2 ways of rejecting this pshat in the Tosefta. One is the maskana, which is that the Braisa is really about Baal Ta'acher. Possibility 2 is that it never meant Pesach, it meant Erev Pesach. Right? And it's really not saying anything about Pesach, it's saying that you can't bring in an Erev Pesach because maybe they base up Sul. So Lieberman then goes into a process of elimination. He says, okay, can the Yerushalmi hold of either of the 2 pshatim that the Bavli uses to reject pshat in the Tosefta? Right, that would be the method, right? If there's no explicit Yerushalmi, so if there are 3 possible pshatim in the Braisa and you can reject 2 of them, then you're left with the only one remaining. So here, like I said, this is brilliant, right? I cannot do this. But okay, this is his analysis. So first he points out the Braisa in Chagiga, right, this Tosefta in Chagiga is not formulated exactly as it is in the Bavli. He says, "Ein mevi'in toda b'chag ha-matzos." This is source 2. "Mipnei chametz sheba v'lo batzeres mipnei shehu yom tov al mevi'in toda b'chag ha-sukos v'v'yotzei b'yidei chovaso." Right. So the first position is you don't bring it in chag ha-matzos because of the chametz sheba, and not in yom tov because it's yom tov, and not on Sukkos Right? I'm sorry, but you can on Sukkos. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Mevi'in Toda B'chag HaSukkos, Shekol Sheba B'chag HaMatzos, Ba B'chag HaShavuos, U'B'chag HaSukkos. Toda She'ein Ba B'chag HaMatzos, Ein Ba Lo B'chag HaShavuos, Lo B'chag HaSukkos. And, right, the slight difference in formulation is clearer even than what we have in the Bavli, right? The Girsa is slightly different, right? Our Girsa is Rav Shimon Omer Harehu Omer B'chag HaMatzos B'chag HaShavuos B'chag HaSukkos Kol Sheba B'chag HaMatzos B'chag HaShavuos. Right here, it doesn't have this Xeris HaKazvi, just goes. Ein Mevi'in Toda B'chag HaSukkos Shagol. Right, it's very, very explicit. You don't bring it on Sukkos because you don't bring it on Pesach. Right, it's really, it sounds like that's what it means. Rav Lezer Rav Shimon Omer Toda Ba'a B'chag HaSukkos V'yotze B'dei Chavazah B'shem Zincha V'yotze B'yidei Chovah B'shem Chagiga. Okay, but now he moves to Yerushalmi. Okay. So first he says, okay, the maskana of the Bavli is that what does Rav Shimon mean when he says those magic words? Kol shelo ba b'chag ha-matzos, lo ba b'chag ha-sukos, b'chag ha-shvugos. He says that there's a gzeres ha-kosov. Namely, right, again, bal ta'acher. Right? That if it wasn't brought by Chag HaMatzos, it has to be brought by Chag HaSukkos, and not by Chag HaSukkos, it has to be brought by Chag HaShavuos, it has to be brought by Chag HaSukkos, because Rav Shimon holds, the Gzeres HaKosev tells you, Kis Sidron. Right? It doesn't mean if it wasn't brought, if it's not allowed to be brought on Pesach, it can't be brought on Shavuos or Sukkot. It's, if it hasn't been brought by Pesach, then you have to bring it by Shavuos. If it hasn't been brought by Shavuos, you have to bring it by Sukkos. If you haven't brought it by Sukkos, then you haven't brought it. Right? That's how the Bavli understands that word.
Right.
Okay. So, first thing he points out is the Yerushalmi can't hold that way. And number three. Man Tana, this is the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah. Man Tana Rigolim. So, Rav Shimon is the one who holds regalim. What does that mean? Rav Shimon Omer Shlosha regalim. Oh, sorry. Before we do this, that's Rav Shimon's position. But the third day in the Yerushalmi, in the Tosefta, according to Bavli, is Rav Lazar Rav Shimon says maybe Adam Todasa b'Chag HaSukkos. According to the Yerushalmi, according to Bavli, what's the machlokas Rav Shimon and Rav Lazar Rav Shimon? How do you read the Gzeres HaKosuv vis-a-vis Bal Ta'acher? Right? Is it that Pesach, you have to do Shalosh Kisidron, and therefore Sukkos is the end, but of a process of 3, 4, or 5, or that it's Sukkos no matter when it falls out? But both Rav Shimon and Rav Lazar Rav Shimon are arguing about the same Gzeres HaKosov. Right? B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos, does that tell you that Sukkos is the last of a cycle of three, or that Sukkos is last in Bal Ta'acher whenever it happens to be, if it's 1, 2, or 3? However, in the Yerushalmi says as follows: Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon, Omer Shalosh Regalim Kisidron. Reb Shimon says three in order: Bilvad Chag HaMatzos Rishon. Three in order, meaning Chag HaMatzos first. Ashkachas Amar Pa'amim Chamisha Pa'amim Arba Pa'amim Shalosh, which means sometimes it's three, sometimes it's four, sometimes it's five. Or in the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, sometimes it's five, sometimes it's four, sometimes it's three. Okay, so far, same as the Bavli. That Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon thinks that you violate Bal Ta'acher after three Yomim Tovim. Lifnei Atzeres Chamisha, and then it explains. If you made the promise before Sukkos, you get five Yomim Tovim. Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Lifnei Achag, if it's before Sukkos, Arba. Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Lifnei Pesach, if it's before Pesach, Shlosha, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, Omer, Ubilvad, Chag HaMatzos Achron.
So that's the difference.
Pesach is last. Mm-hmm. And Lieberman says, wait a second, Pesach is last? Mm-hmm. But according to the Bavli, they're arguing about the Gzeres HaKosuv of Bal Ta'acher, B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. And they're arguing, why does the Pasuk emphasize the order? So the Bavli has two possibilities. Either it's Shalosh Kisidron, or it's Sukkos Acharon. But there's no way of deriving from that Gzeres HaKosov Pesach Acharon. And if there's no way of deriving from the Gzeres HaKosov B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos Pesach Acharon, it must be that Reb Shimon and Elazar Reb Shimon in this brisa aren't arguing about this Gzeiras HaKosuv. Mm-hmm. They're arguing about a different pasuk in Bal Tachir, because the Gzeiras HaKosuv that the Bavli suggests for Reb Elazar Reb Shimon doesn't work to say Pesach Acharon.
Amazing.
Right? So he says, Ashkechaz Amar Pamim Shlosha Pamim Shnayim Pamim Echad. Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, this is what Alan mentioned before, that Regel Shapoga Botchilo Bavach Yavrulav Regel Shana Kula. Right? One Yom Tov. One Yom Tov, whenever it is. Okay. The Karbana Eda is so bothered by this question that he gets rid of the Girsa. Halchi Garcino Bavad Chagasukos Acharon. But the Pnei Moshe keeps the Girsa in 5. Uvil Chag Chagamatzos Acharon. Klomar Chag Hamatzos Hu Hagorim. Shehu Haiker Shabo Pasuv Akosuv Tchila. Vim Avru Alav Shalosh Regalim Yeh Chagamatzos Acharon. Lafichach Ashkechaz Amr Pamim Shein Shloshak Shinad Lufnat Zeres, etc. And then explains how it works out. So Lieberman says, okay, the Bavli says, mm-hmm, that they're arguing, how can you say b'chag ha-matzos, b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukkos, right? It must be that it's b'al ta'acher. Is that you need to go through 3 in that order, or is that you need to end with sukkos? And that's how they explain the words of Elazar Reb Shimon, maybe Adam todaso b'chag ha-sukkos. But those words in the brisa do not fit into the drasha if his position is chag ha-matzos.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So he points out Yerushalmi must reject the maskana of the Bavli.
Very clever.
Right? So it's not about Baal Ta'acher, because according to that, the words of Elazar Reb Shimon, maybe Adam todaso b'chag ha-sukkos, doesn't make any sense. Okay, step 1. Then Lieberman says, okay, so far the Yerushalmi can't have the same maskana as the Bavli, but what about the second hafamina of the Bavli? Meaning that when we say Pesach, we don't mean Pesach, we mean Erev Pesach. Does the Yerushalmi agree that you aren't allowed to bring a Karban Pesach on a Karban Todah on Erev Pesach? And then he points to number 6, the Yerushalmi and Pesach in Perek Aleph. The Mishnah says, how did they used to indicate to the Jewish people that you weren't allowed to bring, right? That you had to burn your chametz by putting lachme todah on the right up there, and they would take them away. Right? The Mishnah says, "Oh, number Yehuda, shtei chalos shel todah psulos munachos al gaga itzba." They would put 2 loaves on the roof. Kolz manchin munachos. If there's 2 loaves, kolam ochlin. You're allowed to eat chametz. Nitla achas mehen. When one of them is taken away, tolin v'lo ochlin. So you take it away, but you don't eat, but you don't burn. Nitlushtein, when they're both gone, is chilu kolam sarfin, you start burning. Rav Gamliel omer chulin nechalin kol arba, truma kol chamesh, v'sarfin betchila sheish. Rav Gamliel says, no, chulin you eat through the 4th hour, truma you're allowed to eat through the 5th hour, and then you burn it at the beginning of the 6th. So Yerushalmi says, Rebbe omer psulos. Why are psulos hayu? Why did you put invalid, why were they invalid chalos? Says, Mipnei shehein mimaharin lahavi todosein mipnei chamet shebetoda. He said, why were there pasul bread lying around Erev Pesach? Because people were bringing so many todos that they inevitably made a mistake and had some loaves which were invalid. So they would use the invalid loaves to indicate that they were bringing, that it was time to burn the chametz. And it couldn't be that one of the loaves wouldn't become invalid. So Lieberman says, wait a second, what's explicit in the Yerushalmi? That the Yerushalmi holds, you're allowed to bring todah on Erev Pesach, right? And then the Yerushalmi goes further, right? Lama, why? And then it goes further. It even makes it explicit that you're eating it.
Isn't it because also?
What?
Like that. A Babli like this. Exactly what? The same Babli.
Well, the Babli doesn't say this line, right? Right, so then he says, and the Yerushalmi goes farther and says, you're clearly even eating it. He says, how do you know? Because the Gemara then says, Lama, the Gemara says, why is it that Truma you're allowed to eat during the 5th hour? Mipnei Kedushasa, is it because Truma is holy and therefore we want to give you an extra hour to eat it? O Mishum She'ein Ochle Mitsuyin, or because the only people who eat it are Kohanim, and Kohanim are going to be careful. My Nafik Bayon, what's the Nafkamina? Tchalos Toda. In Tamar Shein Ochla Mitsuyan Ela Ochla Mitsuyan. If it's that only Kohanim can eat it, that's not true of the Chalos Toda, that you can just get 1,000,000 people and eat the bread up. In Tamar Bimnei Kedushasa, but if it's because you don't want to destroy Kadosh, Elu Yesh Ben Kedusha. They have Kedusha. So he says, the Yerushalmi in Pesachim makes it explicit. Not only are they bringing Todah, they were eating Todah on Erev Pesach. So Lieberman says, okay, so the Bavli had three possibilities. When Reb Shimon says, Kol Shelo Ba B'Chag HaMatzos, Eino Ba B'Chag HaShavuot V'Chag HaSukkos, what do those words mean? Three possibilities. Maskana, Balta Acher, that you don't violate Balta Acher unless it's in order. And therefore argues under Elazar Shimon, who says, Sukkos Acharon. But the Yerushalmi must not hold of that, because they hold their Elazar Reb Shimon holds Pesach Acharon, which means that they can't be understanding the machlokas about the same Gezer Kasuv as the Bavli does. The other Havamina of the Bavli was that it was about not bringing on Erev Pesach, but the Yerushalmi Paskins, you're allowed to bring Karban Todah on Erev Pesach. And therefore he says, what must be that the Yerushalmi held, it was simply a Gezer Sakasuf. Pshuto of the Tosefta, that the position of Reb Shimon is the three Chagim are so connected that if you can't bring it on Pesach for any reason, you can't bring it on Shavuos and Sukkos.
How do people know whether the Todah Schalas are puzzle?
What?
How do they know if they're puzzle?
I mean, he said if the blood spills on it, right? That was what would make it puzzle.
So what are you going to see? You're going to visibly see.
You're going to see blood on it. Right, you see blood on it, right? And that's the assumption. Okay, I put 8 and 9 out of order, but if you look, just look at Lieberman in 9, just to see Lieberman inside now, part of it. He says, Harei behechreach, ha-tosefta hi kipshuta. According to Yerushalmi, the tosefta must be as it sounds. Shil Reb Shimon, ein toda ba b'chag ha-sukos, b'chag ha-shvuot, b'nei gzeres ha-kosuv, shehik ishalosh ha-regolim zeh lezeh. Because the three Yomim Tovim are inherently connected, the Chol Masha'enu Karev Be'echad Be'emenu Karev Be'kulam. Reb Shimon Sover, Reb Shimon Holch, and Adar Medav is craven B'Yom Tov. V'ilmole ha-hekesh ha-setoda ba-bechagashvugos. Reb Shimon must hold that karbonos are allowed to be, right, and Adar Medav are brought on Yom Tov. It's just the Xeris HaKosev that tells you it can't be brought on Chagashvugos. V'ayyotze b'yidei chovasan chovas karbon simchasher. Afne Adar Medav is stam krevas l'datu b'Yom Tov. Ukar tama ha-grama. I don't know who that is. Evosh b'sifro tzilusa da Avraham, whatever that is, I have no idea.
You know what tzilusa da Avraham is?
Who is that?
It's Sachachever.
Is he? So who's
Rav Man? Actually, not Sachachever. Avraham Landau. He wrote a sitter.
I do know actually, because Ray Berman actually just showed me the tzilusa da Avraham. I take it back. I do know what it is. I do know what it is. It was out of print for a long time, and he said they just reprinted it. That's but I hadn't seen it because I just saw it. He reprinted it. I take it back. It's he showed it to me.
What's in it?
It's a sitter. It's a sitter.
It's a commentary.
Right. So then he says, I'll divrei the Reb Zeira minal Reb Zeira lahakshos dilma dafka to the kamer Reb Shimon deino kreve mizera sakasav ayin shem shenichak ma'od. And then in the next one, he says, you skip down three lines, you say, Dulufi Pirishana Bitosefter, Lazar Bishman Cholik Alaviv, the sober Sha'in Khan Hekesh, that the machlokes in the Brisa, the way we're understanding it, is whether or not there's such a Hekesh, Umakrivin Toda Bechaga Sukos, Klomar Bimowit Shal Sukos, Avalo Bechaga Matzos, Mishum Chomet, Lubazar, Mishum Shu Yomto, Visober Kitana Kama, Elish Mifarish Yoser, Shane Yotzin Bitoda, Elam Mishum, Shalme Simcha, Avalo Mishum Shalme Kagish, and Bamanachulin. So this comes back to Alan's question, what's the difference between 1 and 3? There's no difference between 1 and 3. He's just more explicit, right? That's what Tziot say. He's just clarifying a different point. Mavkan medabrim lo bechova simcha v'basar karbon ela b'akrav shalmi simcha v'yotze b'taras chova mishum salmi simcha. Okay, so just to summarize, right? This is where I said this is the type of academic Talmud that you need to literally know the Yerushalmi Baal Peh to have figured that one out, because there is no explicit Yerushalmi that says we understand the Braisa Kapshuto. So what you needed to do logically was to say, okay, the Bavli suggests three possibilities in the position of Reb Shimon versus Reb Elazar ber Reb Shimon. Possibility one is they're arguing about Baal Ta'achir. Is it three Yomim Tovim, right? Is it three Yomim Tovim or three Yomim Tovim? Sorry, three Yomim Tovim Kisidron or Sukkos Acharon. Possibility two is they're not even talking about Pesach, talking about Erev Pesach. If you've negated both, because they paskin Pesach Acharon, not Sukkos Acharon, and you've negated Erev Pesach because they're bringing Karbanos in Erev Pesach, according to Yerushalmi, you're left with Pshat. And the Pshat of the Braisa, therefore, is there's a Machlokes. Reb Shimon holds there's a Gzeiras HaKasuv, that the three Yomim Tovim are connected, and Reb Shimon says they aren't. And that is how Lieberman understands the Tosefta, which I thought was A, forces a close read to the Bavli, but B, was absolutely brilliant. Mm-hmm. Which is like a phenomenally brilliant analysis of this brisa.
But the next question that should be asked then is, why did the Babri change the way to view the Gemara?
So I don't know. Either it couldn't accept this, or it had the Tosefta and Erechin in front of them as well. Right? Meaning, we don't know that the Tosefta and Erechin, if it's a back Tosefta, right, that it creeped into the manuscripts from the Bavli, so then we don't have an answer. If this is an actual Tosefta, it could just be that there was a tradition even within the Toseftas, right, that this is their Machlokas, and the Bavli, right, followed one tradition, the Yerushalmi followed another tradition. Right? Meaning, that's what Lieberman's pointing out, is there is a Tosefta that supports this read, but it's clear the Yerushalmi didn't accept that read of the Tosefta and Erechin, right? Okay, now conceptually, what the Machlokas would be based on, if I remember correctly, I didn't get a chance to check, I think it was in Rai Helfgott's Sefer that I saw it. Helfgott is a little Sefer, Divrei Bracha Almoed, and I think it's in his first chapter. It's a long chapter, and I didn't get a chance to look for the exact reference, right, where he notes that one of the issues that you find often in the Gemara in different forms, is to what extent are the Yomim Tovim viewed as three distinct units, and to what extent are they viewed as a holistic celebration of the regalim over the course of the year, right? Where he notes that, I think it was him, that if you understood the Tosefta Kapshuta, what would be Yotze is that there's a very strong conviction that the Yomim Tovim are connected, and we have other evidence of this. For example, all the drashos, excluding Shavuos, but of Tezvav, right? I mean, we do find a lot of halachos where we just share between Yomim Tovim, even ones that make no sense, right? Like the Midrashi Halacha have Havaminas that you're supposed to eat matzah in your sukkah on the first night of Sukkot, right? And the Sifrei rejects this l'maskana, but the Prima Gadim paskins l'halacha that you're not allowed to have sweet challah on the first night of Sukkot because you need to have things which are not actual matzah but domed matzah. It has to be challah ani and not chal aniya, not chal ashira, and therefore you shouldn't have like egg challah on the first night of Sukkot because there's some comparison between Pesach. So like really? You do find residents in Posgim of this
Hungarians with the
right. See, right. So you do find this again. I don't think anyone actually postulates this way, but you find these ideas in Posgim that the Yom Tovim are one system, one framework that are connected. If the Brisa is Kipshuto and there is this Xeris Akosa, that would be a very strong testament to that fact, that even though the logic only applies in Pesach, meaning it's chametz, it doesn't apply in Shavuos, it doesn't apply in Sukkot, and yet we tell you you can't bring another Yom Tovim, because anything that can be brought on Sukkot has to be able to be brought on Pesach. And if for whatever reason you can't bring it on Pesach, it can't be on Sukkot because it's anathema to the system of the Chagim. Right? So it would point in an interesting direction about the connection between the three Chagim. Okay. So, anyways, that was a...
Or it could be just a low plug.
Or a low plug, or who knows. But whatever it is, right, I think, again, I just think, when I saw this analysis, right, because I was honestly going to give shir today on Bal Ta'acher, which is the big sugya that everyone jumps to, but I just sat there, like, looking at the Bavli, and I'm like, somebody must say that the Brisa means what it says it means. And then I looked at Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says nothing. So my last hope was like, I was like, if there's Yerushalmi anywhere that says it, it must be Lieberman on the Tosefta. So I found the Tosefta, and I looked at Lieberman, and I found this analysis, and I'm like, that is absolute gonus. And again, that's the type of thing that I just can't do. It just, like it just doesn't work. You have to know Yerushalmi Baal Peh to have come up with that one. Because, like, you know, you can't have run... There's no way of having run a keyword search here and found this, because there is no Yerushalmi, right? He invented the Yerushalmi through the process of elimination, so... Okay, so that is the first thing. That is our foray into Academica Talmud here, but it was...
It's an argument why artificial intelligence doesn't work. Can't make
inferences. Yeah, exactly. Like you can't make inferences like that. Yeah. Okay, so that is the big point I want to make. Then I put two little points. Two little points here. Okay, so one point here that I wanted to make is the Gemara says... right from the Brisa that Reb Shimon says, or Elazar Reb Shimon says, maybe Adam Todasu bechag Asukos v'yotze bechavasu b'shum simcha v'in yotze ba b'shum chagiga, that you are yotze your mitzvah of simcha of Rebbenat chagiga. Now why? So Rashi clarifies If you look, maybe Adam to, this is the Rashi, it's two lines down in the short lines. It says, maybe Adam todasu b'chag asukos, the kamei mefarish v'afil b'yom tov kamar. Right? We mean even on yom tov. V'yotze b'mishum shalmi simcha, and your yotze, the karbonos of simcha, v'afo pishim b'chuyiv b'todazu. Ve'omed, and even though you're obligated to bring this toda, did Tanya Maseches Chagiga, because we learn in the Chagiga that v'samachta b'chagecha, the rabbis call me simcha shel basar l'simcha. That when we say v'samachta b'chagecha, we include all karbanos. Because for the mitzvah of simchas yantiv, it doesn't say bring a karban to be mekayim your mitzvah. It just says v'samachta b'chagecha. So how does the Bavli understand it? That the ikar mitzvah of Simcha and Yom Tov is the meat of the karbanos. But it's not a karban brought specifically for Yom Tov, it's just a karban on Yom Tov. Not a karban you brought for Yom Tov, just any karban that you happen to bring on Yom Tov. As opposed to the chagiga, right, which is a mitzvah that you have to bring davar shebechova, and that's why you can't use the toda, right? He says, "Mina pshitel on the cholz mancha beis hamikdash kaim aim simcha levavasri." He says, "As long as the beis hamikdash existed, the simcha of yantiv was meat." Shneemar v'zavachta shlamim v'chalta sham v'samachta v'haikra b'har grisim k'siv v'lo b'shami simchas yantiv k'siv the simchas yantiv v'miyesh lo b'choros u'maiser beima in tzarach lavi shlamim, because simchas yantiv. Again, if you have karbanos to bring, so you don't have to bring a special karban. You just have to bring a karban and eat the meat, whether or not it's a special karban for Yom Tov. Chagiga, vein yotze b'mishum chagiga, de davar shebechovahu. Because the chagiga is a chiyuv to bring, the kol davar shebechovah, eino abo el menachulen. And something which you're obligated to bring, you have to bring from chulen and not from kachem. V'todazu kvar mechuyuv huba, vein zeba menachulen shepoter b'chagigasa. Okay, so Rashi just highlights that the simple pshat of the Gemara here is the reason you're allowed to use a toda that you happen to promise for simcha, but not for chagiga, is because chagiga is a special karban you have to bring on Yom Tov. And the rule is, called davar shebechov ein ba'al menachulim, when you have to a chiyuv to bring a karban, you have to bring a new karban, not a karban you already were obligated in. But simcha is not true. Right? The simcha of Yantiv means eat holy meat. Why? Right? What type of karban? Doesn't matter. It doesn't mean a special karban. Just bring. Eat karban meat. That's all it means. So just that, just to quickly note the point, right? I just gave you the Gemara in 8, right? That Rashi quotes is Yisrael Yotzei Nechavasim Darim and Davos. Right? The Mishnah says that you fulfill your mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov with voluntary karbanos. Tana Rabbanon v'samachta b'chagecha l'rabbos kol minei simchos l'simcha, to tell you that any simcha is simcha. Mikanam r'chachamim Yisrael Yotzei Nechavasim Darim and Davos v'maiser behima. You can fulfill the mitzvah Simcha Yom Tov with any karban. V'akohanim b'chatos v'asher v'chor v'chaz v'shog yochal avodos v'mincha. Right? I might have thought even birds or minchos. Tama lomer v'samachta b'chagecha. No misha chagiga ba mehem. It's the type of karban you could bring as a chagiga. Meaning any karban which is meat, not poultry, not mincha, but meat from a karban. Okay. The thing that just works.
That you have to eat, right?
Meaning obviously you need to eat it, right? But any karban you bring that you're allowed to eat, you can be yotzei your mitzvah. You don't have to bring a special karban, fine. The question that this brings up, yeah, Howie.
But based on that, then there is a sort of a buffled nefesh to make it permissible on actual yotzei itself. To do the korban.
And again, that, I mean, that, and that may be the svara that people say it's mutter, right? If it's not us, because you could have brought other meat, you could, whatever. But yes, that would be a good svara in that direction. But as we discussed, that's part of the machlokes in the Gemara. Okay.
Right, but it might not necessarily be because of that. It could be that in those shitas there's a crossover.
Right. It's a kol nevesh or it's a gzeres hakatziv. I mean, there's a crossover. It's mitoch, right? I mean, yeah. we as we saw, all the factors are in play. Yeah. Okay. But this just forces us to quickly look at the question of, okay, the Gemara makes it very clear. The mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is primarily holy meat, right? Karbanos meat. Not a karban you brought special for Yom Tov, but any karban on Yom Tov. Okay, what about meat, which is not a karban, i.e., nowadays, is there a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov with meat? Well, that is a machlokes in the Gemara, right? And if you look at source 10, the Gemara says, Tana Rabban, and there's Gemara in Pesachim Kuftet, Chayav Adam L'Sameach, Banav Avnei Beso B'Regel, Shneemar V'Samachta B'Chagecha. You have to make your family happy on Yom Tov, because it says you should be happy. B'Mesem Misamachom. How do you make them happy? B'Yayin, with wine. B'Yuda Omer, Anashim B'Roy Lohem, Anashim B'Roy Lohem, Anashim B'Roy Lohem. Men, women, children, with what they want to eat. B'Yayin, Noshim Roilem, Biyayin, men, wine. Noshim Bamai, women, Tanir Yosef, Bibavil, Bivigdei Tzivonim, either with colorful clothes, or Beretz Yisrael, Bigdei Pishtan, Miguhatsin, or white clothes, depending on where you lived. And Tanya, an interview to say, Tanya Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Bizman, Shabes HaMikdash Kayam, Ein Simcha Ela Bibasar, Shenemar, Vizavachta, Shlomim, Vachalta, Sham, Vizamach, Lefnei Hashem Elokecha. Yehuda says, when we say v'samach lebechagecha is meat, we mean only carbonos. If there aren't carbonos, then you need wine, because the meat which can possibly fulfill your mitzvah of simchas yom tov is kadshim meat. And the simple pshat of Yehuda is not just that you're allowed to bring any karbon to be yotzei simcha, is that the only type of meat with which you could be mekayim simcha through the channel of meat is holy meat. If you have meat which is not holy, so then you need something else, you need wine. Because meat only counts for the purpose of simcha if it's kadshim, if it's karbonos.
Is that a political position by him?
What?
He wanted to go us, didn't he?
Okay, but...
he needed no wine in there to throw.
I'm not going to speculate on that. Okay, now do we paskin like that line of Rabbi Yehuda though? So the Rambam says no. The Rambam in 11 says, Ketzad, haktanim nosem klayos vegozim in McDonald's. Right, kids, you give them, in his time, nuts and fruit, or nowadays candy. Try giving kids nuts instead of candy. Fine, not working. You know, I try to give Meir healthy food, and as Howie knows, he goes for candy. And for women, you buy nice clothes or jewelry. And men, ochlin baser v'shosinayin, meat and wine. She'ein simcha l'baser v'ein simcha l'yayin.
What? Men are consistent through the ages.
Well, right, so the Rambam says, no, it means, well, so we don't paskin.
They're strictly, he doesn't say a 15-year-old gonfidich, I mean, you know. So
right,
it
whatever.
It has to be wine.
But he says, okay, so he says, but meat and wine, okay. So the Rambam seems to reject the position of Rabbi Yehuda and say, no, true, when there was a possibility to have karbonos, so you're supposed to be mekayim it with a karbon. But if there isn't karbonos, so then we don't possibly Rabbi Yehuda, you're mekayim the mitzvah of simcha with meat, period. End of story, meat and wine. Beis Yosef doesn't like it. The Beis Yosef says, really? The yesh l'tmal rambam, lama hitzrak shiach l'basar v'yishtu yayin. Dehav b'braisek tani d'mishman hazeh in simcha l'b'yayin, umashar b'yayin sagi b'lo basar. Rabbi Paskin Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, wine, no meat. Meat doesn't work b'mishman hazeh, it's wine. Wine and not meat. So the Bach defends the Rambam. And the Bach says, v'nirle desfirle the Rabbeinu, the Masnizin in Paragosov Espino, he says, it's true that the Gemara in Psachim makes it sound like you only are mekayim the mitzvah with holy meat. But the Gemara in Chulin doesn't sound that way. I didn't give you the Gemara in Chulin, I just gave you the Bach in 13. He says, the Gemara in Chulin says, the Ba'arba Prakim B'shana Hamocher Behemel Chaver Tzarech Lahodiya Amo Macharti Lishchot V'chule Ba'arba Prakim Elu Mashchidin Zatevach Bal Karcho V'chule. 4 times a year, right? Normally during the year, most people in those days bought animals for work. But 4 times a year, meaning by the Yom Tovim and whatever, you had to explain to someone that I'm buying it specifically to Shecht, right? And they're nafkaminas to that, whether you're buying it to Shecht or to work, fine. Ba'arba prakim elu mashchitin es habak bal karcho. And 4 times a year, we forced the shochtim. If they don't, they say, look, I have a cow, but I don't want to shecht it now. I want to wait for the price to go up. We say, you don't have a choice, right? Shecht it and sell it, and sell it at, with the price that it is, because people need meat. Mishum shem marbim b'simcha lasa sudos, because people would always eat meat. Kedepeirish Rashi l'sham. Almost, we see the ikanami simcha v'basar alfa pichin and shlomim. So we see that there's a mitzvah of simcha yom tov, because they're telling you 4 times a year, meaning around the yom tovim, we would make the shochtim shecht meat to ensure that there was meat so people could be mekayim their mitzvah. With perikol kisvei, and in Shabbos it says nami kamar b'mem ba'ango l'Shabbos. He says furthermore, Shabbos, which has no mitzvah of simcha, is a mitzvah of oneg. The Gemara also says, what's oneg? Included in oneg is b'basar shamein v'dagim gedolim, meat and fish. So then what does the Gemara in Pesachim mean according to the Rambam? Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim Iker Simcha B'Basar Shlomim K'dichsev Krav Zavachta Shlomim. When you can eat holy meat, so the central mitzvah of Simcha is with holy meat. Dika Tarte Simcha, because then there's a double joy. Chada Simcha Zavash Shlomim Lashem V'idach Simcha Zachilas Basar, because there's a double joy when you eat the meat. It's holy and it's meat. Masha Inkin Beyayin, and wine, big deal. Delek Elachada Simcha, it's only you enjoy it, but there's no holiness. Aval Achshav She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayem, but now that the Beis HaMikdash doesn't exist, Ein Ikar Simcha LaBeyayin, the only one of the two that retains the full status it had in the time of the Mikdash is wine, because wine, the reason it made you happy was always because it made you happy. It had nothing to do with the holy part of it. So wine hasn't gone down a notch. Meat has gone down a notch. It doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah, it's just less of a mitzvah. It's not the main simcha. Because the ikar pasuk of simcha of meat is holy meat. Then he argued this is the Tosfos as well. So the Bach defends the Rambam and says, no, the Gemara doesn't mean that there's no mitzvah of eating meat. It just means that wine hasn't gone down a notch, so now it's primary. Meat, which went down a notch, is not primary. But it used to be primary when it was both holy and meat. Now it's just meat, not holy. Okay, so wine maintained its elevated status, and meat is a halfway mitzvah, but it's still a mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch, however, as we've already seen, the Beis Yosef rejected the Rambam, and the Ber Halacha notes this. So in 14, the Rambam writes, Chayav Adam Leo Sameach V'Tov Lev B'Moed Huv Yishto Vanam Chal Nivim Le'Lav Keitzad Mesam Chon Aktan Noslam Klaiz V'Gozim Anoshim Kon Lam Begadim Tachshidun Kifim Amano Chayilach Al Ger Liyasim Sharanim, etc. Right, and then in Sif Gimel he says an Adam Ochel v'Shosav v'Samech v'Regel v'Lo Yimshach v'Azar Yain v'Schok Kalas Rosh l'Fi she'ein haschok v'Kalas Rosh Simcha Holos v'Sichlos v'Lo Nistaven Holos v'Sichlos El Al Simcha she'yesh b'Avodas Hayotzer. He just says it's a mitzvah to eat and drink and be happy on Yom Tov, and you shouldn't have too much meat or wine, but it's not specifically you have to eat meat. He just says eat and drink, right? Okay, meaning there's no formal mitzvah of meat, and that's what the Ber Halacha points out in 15. When the Beis HaMikdash existed, it had to be karbanos. You're not obligated to eat meat if you don't have karbanos. Mikol Makom, he says that again, Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah yesh gam b'achilas basa. There is a mitzvah to eat meat. Came in shenemar bo simcha v'chein mizbar v'divar ha-bach v'shakas ariyah. That's what the Bach just said. V'machab b'shlo hizker basar. Why did the Rambam not explicitly say meat? Azul l'shitasev v'beis Yosef ayin sham. He goes like his sheet in the Beis Yosef that he rejected meat entirely. Ulinyan yayin samach ha-mashah hizker v'sif aldo shesarach l'kwoa suda al ha-yayin. So, point two is that the Gemara makes it clear that you are yotze your mitzvah of simcha with any holy meat, but just to figure out the parameters of that, so you have the Gemara in Psachim, which makes it sound like it's not just that you can be yotze your mitzvah with karbanos, it's that the only mitzvah is bekarbanos, and that's how Shulchan Aruch understands it. And the Rambam says, no, there's a special mitzvah to have the simcha with meat, because it's both holy and meat, but without the holiness, it's still a mitzvah, it's just a lesser mitzvah. And then wine, which didn't go down a notch, becomes the primary mitzvah. Okay, so that's point two, just to clarify those words, right? Right? What is the centrality of chagiga? For me, is it exclusively that simcha is your mekayim it through karbanos, or is it even through non-karbanos? Okay, the last point, very quickly, is the selusei misalsinan. Right? The Gemara had a havamina, right, which it rejected, that maybe Reb Shimon thinks you aren't allowed to bring a karban on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. And the Gemara says, can't be. It can't be that you can't bring a karban on Chol HaMoed, because you're allowed to cut down trees. So what does that mean? So what does cutting down trees mean? So first of all, 16, the Miri says, so it's Erevin, Yisbar, Shekotzen, Eitzim, and Amuchubar, Chol HaMoed, Letzor HaMoed. Either it means you cut it down trees from the ground because you need it for yontif. Or it means that you're not wood, but you're making flour. But it's all the same, right? The point is that there are certain malachos which are mutter on Chol HaMoed, and if certain malachos are mutter on Chol HaMoed, so bringing a karban is for sure mutter. Now, just to chazer this, we mentioned this earlier in the year, but okay. to what extent is malacha mutter on chol moed? To what extent is it aser? So the Gemara in 17 says, Michal de Shravayus Yirla de chol moed, aser basis malacha. So the Gemara says, is it deraisa derabanan? Not clear. The Gemara ends with this ambiguous phrase, halo maser nakasav el chachamim. The chachamim, it was given over to the chachamim, lomer lacha eze yom aser, ve eze yom mutter, eze malacha asura, ve eze mulacha muteris. Now, if you look at 21, I gave you, right, the five principles that Chazal outline, I just gave you an English summary from Rajach, there are, that the types of malacha that you can be done on Chol HaMoed are, is generally one may not engage in work that involves considerable effort, if no concern for monetary loss exists, one may not perform such work that is needed for Yom Tov, is not needed for Yom Tov Chol HaMoed, one may not fix a broken item in a professional manner, meaning a Maisa Uman, one may not perform labor that one deliberately delegated for Chol HaMoed, meaning Kivin Malach Chol HaMoed, finally, one may not perform work that involves excessive effort, even if one will incur a loss, if he does not perform this labor on Chol HaMoed. But the general rule is something which doesn't take too much effort, isn't an expert act, and is needed for yontif, or will cause a loss, is mutter. So the Gemara is saying, very simply, if you're allowed to do that, all those different things, on Chol HaMoed, you can definitely bring a korban, which is tzorech HaMoed. Like, it's a tzorech HaMoed. Like, that's what it is. And that's what it says in 18, right? Yasser of Dimir Yochum, Hashem Hashem Yotzat, like, Eile Tasu, Lashem Wadechem, Eile Chovas Abaz, Chova Beregel. There's kabanas you bring which are obligatory, lefad mini drechem, nidosechem, liminal, nidarma, nidabas, sekrem, no chalamoid, except for voluntary kabanas which can be brought in chalamoid. Okay. But now the Achronim say, okay, I don't understand. The Gemara said, misvara, that obviously you're allowed to bring voluntary kabanas on chalamoid. But the Gemara in Temura has a pasuk that tells you you're allowed to bring voluntary kabanas on chalamoid. So which is it? Is it a svara? Or is it a pasuk? And why would you need a pasuk? Isn't it obvious? Right? The Bavli in Beitza assumes that it's obvious you can bring karbanos, voluntary karbanos on Chol HaMoed, because it's no worse than doing things that you need in general, right? You're allowed to drive to shul on Yom Tov, so why shouldn't I be able to bring a karban? And the Gemara and Temura says, no, you need a Gzeiras Akasav, you need a pasuk to tell you. So the Pnei Yeshua and the Chasam Sofer both pick off on this. So they say, I don't understand, isn't there a stira between the Gemara and Beitza, which thinks it's obvious you can bring karbanos on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed rather, and the Gemara in Temura, which says that there's a pasuk. So the Pnei Yeshua says, Yesh le'yashiv, dekushta melzakam reb zera dafilu krade iletasu l'ashem mo'nechem lo'itzrech l'darmo l'ndavos. Possibility one is, the Gemara in Temura doesn't mean it. You don't really need a pasuk. The Shlom Vito de Belav, Hachim Yisvari, Alfin and Lahashta, Selusi, Misalsin, and Iker Kral, the Shark Abonos, Asuk of the Priest, and Lahashta, Shambi Bregbe de Mura. That wasn't the real part of the drasha. The real part of the drasha was the first half. That Eile Tasu L'Hashem Mo'adeichem, that karbanos that you are obligated to do, you can bring even on Yom Tov itself. And then the Gemara has like an asmachta, that, and voluntary karbanos you can bring in Chol HaMoed, but it doesn't really need a pasuk. It's just, it's an asmachta. The real drasha is just the first half. Possibility one. Second possibility, Od Yesh Lomer, the Mahai Krah, the Eile Tasu L'Hashem Mo'adeichem, Lo Psikle, the Reb Zeir, Lakshuya, the Reb Shimon, the Esher, the Chavin, the Kral, the Kavo, Chova, who the Asar, the Inyan, Ase, the Regal, Rishon, and given Esher, the Hochi, Kamar, Kral, the Mulvad, the Drechem, and the Zechem, Tzorach, Lahakrev, Kodim, Shagia, Moed, the Agav, the Darshina, Nami, Kral, the Chagamat, the Chagshuz, Birushalmi, etc., the Divrei, Omer, the Ramadan, Saint Kram, the Yom Tov, Ain Sham. He says, or what he was telling you is that, this is back to the Baltachar thing, right? When you said you're obligated to bring a Karban, you might think you have to bring it before Yom Tov. Kamash Malan, that when you promise to bring it by Pesach, you can bring it through Pesach. Right? That's all it's telling you. It's not a chiddush in malacha. Obviously, you can bring it on the malacha aspect of Chol HaMoed. It's that you don't have to make sure to get it done before Yom Tov. And when we say you have to bring it by Sukkot, we mean by the end of Sukkot, not the beginning of Sukkot, including Chol HaMoed. So that's the Pnei Yeshua. The Chasam Sofer says, Olfin Neyes Daiti Liyashiv L'chora Svarin in a Pshita. Kokach, it says, you know what? It's not really as obvious as the Gemara in Beitza makes it out to be. Why? Because, as the Gemara in Chagiga said, what malachos are mutter and asr and Chol HaMoed depends on what the Chachamim say. V'hashta sulsule misalsin and litlosh min amechubra l'tzarech achilas hayom. Davar likadavar ha'aved, l'tzarech achilas hayom, l'tzarech chol asr, be'emes k'shem shazur b'yom tov ma'ashe enkein, nidar minadavar she'enem nechshom l'tzarech hayom. He says, it's not obvious. Because what's mutter and Chol HaMoed? Things that are needed for the day. But as we've already seen, what is the context of this whole Gemara? Is voluntary karbanos considered Ochel nefesh, consider l'tzorach hayom. And once you say you aren't allowed to bring voluntary karbanos on the first day, so it's not ochel nefesh, well, maybe the same gezeras hakasuv that told you it's not ochel nefesh tells you that it's halachically not considered tzorach even on chol hamoed. So it's not obvious. Because if it was really necessary, it was really ochel nefesh, you could have brought it on Yom Tov. Once you say it isn't, then you know it's not obvious. So he says, "V'davar avod lohave da'in kavul hamzman, etc." Ain kan kavul chomer zulzulim misal sinav itzron chacham shaper kra peyum nevdos chem lahatir nedarim nevdos chol shamoed, etc. And he says, and therefore, maybe in fact there was a machlokes. The Bavli thought it was obvious, right? But the Gemara and Tmura thought it actually wasn't obvious, right? Because once you say it's not a chol nefesh, maybe it's not called a tzurich. If it's not called a tzurich, maybe it's asron chol hamoed. See, the Bavli thinks it, and Beitza thinks it is obvious. But the Gemara and Tmura maybe really thinks it isn't obvious, and there's a svara to explain why it isn't. Okay, so that was just the last thing here, was, right, is it obvious of Chol Moed? Again, the Pnei Yeshua, yes, it is obvious. What is the Pasuk telling you? Either it's just an Asmacht, or it's telling you, for the purpose of Balta Acher, you have through Sukkis. Look, some Sofer, there's Machlokas Asugyos. One Sukkis says, look, you need it for Yom Tov, it's Mutter. The other one says, no, once it's not Ochel Nefesh, that tells you it's not really a Tzorech. If it's not really a Tzorech, maybe you need a Pasuk to tell you, no, in a Chanami it is a Tzorech, just not enough of a Tzorech to permit it on Yom Tov itself, but it is Mutter on Chol HaMoed.